Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I am joined by freshman from the Minnesota women's hockey team, Allie Franco. Allie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, and how's everything going?
It's going good so far. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, like I said before, on coming on the podcast. And obviously, you're in the middle of your off season. So how has your off season been like so far? And do you have any plans this summer, whether it's hockey-related or not?
It's been going good so far. I mean, I took a little bit of a break, but starting to get back into it. And then it's one thing that's nice about being from Minnesota and living on campus is I can go work out in the gym whenever I want. So that's been nice. I do that every day of the week too. So
nice. What is something you want to work on this off season that you think is going to help your game out for next year?
Just getting stronger. That's what I want to focus on most probably. Yeah.
Well, I want to start off this podcast by talking about the beginning of your hockey career and kind of working all the way up to where you are today. So from the research that I did on yourself, it says that you're from Oakdale, Minnesota. So talk about growing up there and how'd you start playing hockey?
So yeah, just growing up there, not anything too special, but I started playing hockey with my sister, who's a little bit older than me. My dad played in high school, but didn't really get much farther from there. And then I just sort of followed my sister's footsteps from there and just kept playing. I think when I was about 5 years old, just kept going from there.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
I'd have to say just like anyone who's played on like Olympic teams and stuff. I think whenever I see any of them, even at my age now, I'm still like in awe whenever I see them. I think growing up, like Hannah Brand or like Hillary Knight are two people that I kind of looked up to.
Is it cool getting the chance to play with some Olympians on your team now?
Oh yeah, for sure. Just I look up to a lot of them too. Just it's a huge learning experience seeing things from them.
What are some of the things that I guess you see from them that you wouldn't have known if you'd never played with them before?
I think just like how they just maneuver and how easy things look for them when they're playing hockey. Just it's kind of cool to see how they make things literally just like everything look so easy.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you on that. It's kind of crazy because hockey's such a hard sport, especially in the college level, since you have such less time and space to like create plays and do all that stuff. So the fact that they make it look that easy just shows you how talented they are.
For sure.
Now, being from Minnesota, growing up there, you played for your high school at Hill Murray. So talk about your high school hockey experience there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hill Murray, it was a really great experience overall. I mean, through the 4 years, I had different coaches, but each year made me just like learn more and more new things about it. And just like playing with the girls too is awesome. Having new girls mostly every year, and just great friendships that came out of it. So,
what's like the best memory you have from your Hill Murray hockey experience?
I'd have to say going to the state tournament my sophomore year of high school. I mean, we didn't get very far, but it was still a great experience to be playing in the state tournament.
And how did your high school hockey experience with Hill Murray help prepare you for college hockey with Minnesota?
I think just playing in the AA section, you're constantly playing against these good teams, like always playing against Edina, Minnetonka, like you're always playing against those high-level teams that make you prepared for the high-level games and collegiate levels.
Now talk about the Minnesota high school hockey scene and what's it like being a player in that atmosphere, because I'm not from Minnesota, so it's sort of hard to understand just how big the high school hockey scene is out there, just because, you know, you guys sell at the XL Energy Center for the state tournament, which is pretty crazy. You never see that for a high school hockey game, and just the passion that the towns have for their high school hockey team is pretty unbelievable. So what's it like being a player in that atmosphere?
I think just like everyone's so supportive of you, and it's awesome just be in that atmosphere, because even though like my school, I was a pretty small high school, so everyone like knew who you were, and like, oh, hockey, like hockey was such a big thing and where I went to high school and just in Minnesota. So I think just the atmosphere of having everyone support you, and honestly going to the boys state hockey tournament too is awesome too, and honestly it's a great atmosphere to be a part of.
Now talk about your recruitment process to Minnesota and what made you decide to go there versus other schools you might have looked at.
So when I committed to Minnesota, I was in eighth grade, and it was at that point where that change in like the rules. So by that time, it was like, if you don't commit by here, you can't talk with any collegiate or college teams until your sophomore year, going into junior year of high school. So it was at that point where I was like, I want to either make a decision now or I wait another 2 years. And Minnesota's also been the school I've always wanted to go to as a child. So when I got that offer, it was kind of hard to turn down.
Now, as a freshman, what was like the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey? Was it the speed of the game, the physicality, or just the less time and space you have with the puck?
Honestly, I'd say everything, just the speed, just even practices, like the intensity level is way higher than it would have ever been in high school. Just everyone's there to play. And yeah, just the intensity is super high.
Now, what's it like playing in the WCHA changes the competition that you face every weekend because you're going against some of the best players and teams in the country?
I would say that like each practice is high levels of intensity, especially when we're playing those big games like Ohio and Wisconsin. Like everyone's got that mentality that like we're gonna win this weekend. Like it's always like, especially in our practices, it's always so much intensity. We're always battling each other. Like we always want to win in our games that we're playing in practices. So just each time, it doesn't matter which team it is, it's just always a great experience to be playing against those great teams.
Now you got your first collegiate goal against St. Cloud State. Talk about that goal and what it meant to you, and where do you keep the puck today?
So it was in like the last minute of the first period, and I honestly just got a nice pass from Ryan Murphy, and I just shot the puck, and I hoped it went somewhere, and it ended up getting a deflection off the St. Cloud girl's stick and went in. And I was sort of surprised. I wasn't expecting it to go in, but I was really excited. I almost thought that I could hear my mom screaming from the stands, but it was really exciting. All my teammates were super supportive of me and were congratulating me. And then where I keep my puck today, it's in my parents' closet, so
Nice. You
in a
don't want
safe
to lose that.
spot.
So,
No.
yeah. Now, obviously, you go to a very good school and you're obviously playing hockey there. So, my question is, how do you sort of balance hockey and academics at such a high level?
At that point, you got to be able to separate academics and sports from each other, like focusing on, yeah, I practice, but once my practice is done, like I got to focus on my schoolwork. So I don't think it hasn't been too hard for me so far, but being able to just separate the two of them and have them at own times of the day helps so much.
Now, your team got to play in Vegas during Thanksgiving this past year. I want to ask you, how cool was that experience? And what did you take away from that trip and the games that you played?
It was super fun. I mean, I've never been away from my family. That was the first time I've been away from my family for Thanksgiving, but I was still with all my teammates. It was a great experience, and we had so much fun. I think, too, what was really fun about it was we weren't playing our conference teams. We got to play Penn State and Yale, and it was really fun to play different teams that we're not used to playing all the time. And just, it was a great experience seeing that different type of hockey compared to the WCHA.
What were some of the differences in style of play between like the ECHC versus the WCHA from the games that you played there?
I would say like each team has their own different style of play. Like I think more of the ECAC teams are like gritty, like trying to get on the puck a lot more body and just like all over the ice. So compared to where the WCHA is just literally everywhere, all over the ice.
And what'd you do during Vegas when you were down there? Any fun stuff? I saw that you guys went to a Golden Knights game, so that looked pretty
Yeah.
fun.
The Golden Knights game was really fun, and then one night we all just went around and walked out on the strip, and we ended up going to like shopping at a couple stores. But the Golden Knights game was probably really fun. The atmosphere in there is super cool.
Now, what do you say? Would you say it was like the biggest improvement you made to your game from the start of your freshman year to now, especially with all the adjustments that you had to make to college hockey, like we just talked about?
I think just getting more confidence in myself as well as just getting faster with decision making and literally just doing what I have to do to make the good play. Just being confident in my play is probably what I would say the most.
Now, this past season, like your freshman year, you guys were like one of the most highly ranked teams in the country. So my question is, how does your team sort of handle the pressure of being a ranked team? And what's the key for your team's consistency throughout the regular season, especially since there's always a target on your team's back for being one of the best teams in the country?
I would say we just don't try and focus on that fact and like that much. We just focus on what we're doing in the day. Like, yeah, we have that target on our back, but let's just keep it. We want to keep that target on our back. So we just come to practice every day with that intensity, that want to get better, want to win that game.
Now, the biggest highlight from your season was when you guys won the WCHA championship, beating Ohio State. Just talk about what it was like winning that trophy and beating that team.
Oh, it was awesome. Like, it was super exciting. Like, when we went out there, won the trophy, it was really awesome to see the older girls win it because that's the first time they'd ever won it. So I didn't know what it was like personally to like experience it because it was my freshman year, so I didn't know how big of a deal it was. But for those seniors, super seniors, it was really cool to see them celebrate it.
Now, unfortunately, your season came to an end against Wisconsin. I know you didn't play in that game, but what would you take away from your Frozen Four experience and just experiencing that game in general? I feel like it was cool seeing the border battle being taking place at such a high stage.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was, I mean, being in the stands is an even more higher level of nervousness. Like when we scored, I got so excited. When they didn't score, or when the Wisconsin scored, it was even more nerve-wracking. But I think just being able to be with my teammates and just experience that with them too, which has made the Frozen Four so much more fun. Even though I wasn't playing, it still was a great experience and I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, I thought the red carpet thing was cool. How was that like in
Oh,
person?
that was really cool. It was kind of overwhelming a little bit, but it was really exciting.
Yeah. My favorite part of the Frozen Four thing was how the NCAA like marketed it on their social media accounts. And I don't know if you saw the video of the coaches trying to make the sound that their mascot makes, but I thought Coach Frost's reaction to that question was very funny.
Yeah, those were pretty funny. And then, like, for our hotel, too, they had like a Frozen Four Welcome Minnesota. So that was pretty cool to see, too. It was really exciting.
So what is your team's goals and expectations for next season? Obviously, it's to win a national championship, but is there any other goals on your team's radar that fans might not be aware of?
I think just winning everything that we can win, like just putting in all the effort that we can to do to win those things and just coming back with that mentality that we want to win that national championship.
Now you guys are going to play St. Thomas next year at the Xcel Energy Center. That was one of the big announcements that took place with your team in the past few weeks. How excited are you to play in an NHL rink, and how important is it for the growth of women's hockey from your perspective?
I'm really excited to go watch that, as well as too that the men get to play right after us too, so it'll be fun to watch that after. But I joked with my parents, like, oh, I didn't have to make it back to the state tournament to play at the Xcel Energy Center. So I'm really excited to go back and play.
We're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So my first one is, what type of music do you like to listen to?
I'd say listen more to like R&B music. Like I like SZA or Giveon. I like that type of music, just like laid back and chill music.
Yeah, I can't honestly say that I ever listened to any of those artists that you mentioned. I will say though, I do like every genre of music. I don't like listen to one specific genre, so I definitely gotta check that stuff out.
I'm the same way. I don't really listen to like a specific genre. I just go all around and listen to whatever.
So no, I think it's so weird if you can't, it could only listen to one genre of music, because I just
Yes,
feel
I
like
agree.
I don't know how you can just listen to the same songs over and over again. Now, what is your most embarrassing hockey moment from your career?
I think I was just going over this with my mom the other day, but I think when you skate up for the national anthem and you go to
Yeah.
stop at the blue line, I'm pretty sure I fell during one of those. I don't remember what age it was at that time, it had the most embarrassing moment for me.
Yeah. At least it wasn't on film and you can laugh about it now.
Yes, that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, I feel bad because I've seen it a few times with college hockey players, and it's like that's tough. But I won't lie, if I were one of those players' teammates, I probably would be laughing about it
Oh,
because
I
it is
would laugh
funny.
too.
Now, what would the perfect day look like for you?
Don't know. I think just going out on the lake, going in the water, just swimming, tanning, being with my friends, nice sunny day.
Yeah. I think for me, probably just going to a hockey game. I know that's a basic answer, but that's my favorite thing to do. So that would be a perfect day for me.
Who do you want to go see?
Probably the Bruins, just because I'm a big Bruins fan, or probably UConn, just because that's my favorite college hockey team. So one of those teams.
Gotcha.
Who would you see if you had to pick a team? Obviously the Gophers, but I'm saying like NHL wise.
I don't know, because I feel like I've already seen Minnesota games, so I feel like I gotta go out of the box. Maybe like Carolina Hurricanes game.
Yeah, those that crowd looks very fun. I will say that. I don't know how those road teams play against them, because it looks like it's such a hostile
I
environment to be
know.
part of. Now, next non-hockey question is, what is your guilty pleasure TV show?
Have to say Friends.
Yeah. Which teammate is the funniest on the team?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd have to say she's a fifth year, so she's gone after this year, but Krystalyn Hengler definitely was one of the funniest people I'd ever met. Whatever she said literally made me laugh.
So what makes her funny? Because everyone I talked to from Minnesota says her. So I want to ask, like, what makes her so funny? Like, what are some of the jokes that she tells?
She just says like random things that like don't make sense, and she just her laugh's really funny and contagious, and just she just says the most random things and like out of pocket things that you wouldn't expect to hear, and it just is really funny whenever she says stuff.
Is she like the best trash talker on the team, you would say?
I'd say Murph.
All right. Now, yeah, I could see that. I could see that. So now next teammate question is who on the Minnesota women's hockey team has the best style, both on and off the ice, besides yourself, obviously?
I wouldn't even say myself has style off ice, but I'd have to say my roommate, Maddie Kaiser, has really good off ice style for sure.
And
He's
then
the one
on.
who would get me on the ice, I'd say. Maybe Maddie Kaiser again. I'd go back with Maddie Kaiser on that one.
I see. Probably the cage helmet. I would assume
Yes,
that.
for sure.
Now, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I think I would probably want to do it with Kobe Bryant, just to like talk about like mentality and just work ethic and just hear about a bunch of other things.
Now, last non-hockey question is, what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I watched the movie Air the other day with my family, and it was a really good movie. I 10 out of 10 recommend it.
Nice. I gotta check that out. Everyone says it's good.
It's a really good movie.
I think for me, probably just the whole Arizona Coyotes arena situation.
Oh
Like,
my God,
I'm really interested
yes.
in that for some reason. So hopefully they can figure out a way to work it out, because I think it's important for hockey to have hockey and successful NHL franchises in different regions, not just in sort of the typical hockey markets like people would think of.
No, I totally agree.
Now, getting back to some hockey questions now, what advice would you give to younger players listening to this on what it takes to make it to college hockey where you are today?
Think just going in with a good mindset and good confidence within yourself. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you're not going to be able to get very far. Just having a good attitude and mentality and just being open-minded helps a lot when it comes into doing this.
We talked about this a little bit earlier, but what would you say is the what should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
I think just more the ways you can watch the games. Like for our games, you can only watch them on Big Ten Plus. So I think just like widening the space that you can watch our games on different networks.
So, like for the men's team, like where else could you watch them besides the Big Ten network?
You can watch them on Bally's or like maybe ESPN every once in a while, but for us, it's like literally only Big Ten Plus. Every
Yeah.
once in a while, we get like the big.
I agree with that. I feel like they should try to put broadcast your games a little bit more, because there's a lot of good players on your team that I think people would want to see, especially like people that don't live in Minnesota that might not be aware of it.
For sure, I agree.
Now, before we end this interview, do you have any shout outs you want to give to any of your teammates, family members, friends, and who should we have on the podcast next?
I think you should have Maggie Nicholson on the podcast next. She's one of my teammates, so.
Do you have any shout outs you want to give though to any of your teammates, family members, or friends?
Yeah, my mom and dad, my sister, so. And
Awesome.
then, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Allie, for coming on the
Yeah, of
podcast.
course.
It was a, I loved getting the chance to talk with you today and meet with you. And I wish you nothing but the best for next season. And best of luck to you and your team for next season as well. I'm expecting that you guys will have another successful year like you did this past season.
Thank you.
This love affair.